Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour.
Black room country, Jim Blasingame.
I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, 30 Ingredients. The number three, the thirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Banziger, 16 years. Pam, 16 years you've been hanging out with us. Happy anniversary. This week.
Oh, my goodness. It's
16 years.
It's
how
a
about
long
that?
Time.
I know. And we appreciate you, Pam. You know that. And we couldn't do
and
without
I
you.
I appreciate you and what you're doing for small businesses.
Well, and you're my partner in that. I need your website, please.
It's unitymarketingonline.com.
That's a powerful website, folks. If you want to see what's going on, if you want to know, she's not just a commentator. She's more than a talking head and a pretty one too. She's not just a smart lady. She's that too, but she's also a researcher. She does a lot of important work, and she reports on other research. So I encourage you to check out her website. You'll become smarter when you do. Pam, let's talk some more about what you're seeing going forward in the rest of this year, and maybe into next year a little bit with regard to retail. We've had the surge, another surge in the coronavirus. You know what a contrarian I am. I'm taking it as a positive. It's not positive that the heat isn't killing the virus, apparently, but it's a positive, I think, that we're getting more cases because we're testing more. But the death rate isn't up, so I'm seeing that as a herd immunity in the making. What do you think?
Well, I suspect too, but you know we're not the ones to be talking about it because we're not the medical experts. But what's interesting is the medical experts haven't got a clue.
That's
one
right.
One person says.
So I might. You know, so you so and I like, might as well, right?
Yeah, right. I guess so. But it seems to me that it is a function of, you know, more tests. And just because someone tests positive doesn't mean that they have, you know, basically symptoms. I mean, my husband and I both, you know, believe, because we weren't sick enough to get tested at that time.
Right.
We both believe we had it. My husband's symptoms were, you know, he had fever for a couple of days. He was sicker than I was.
Yeah.
But you know, I still felt really lousy for a day, but, you know, I would classify both of us as being, you know, very mild or very mildly symptomatic. You know, I just think just because you're positive doesn't mean, you know, you're going to end up in the hospital or on your deathbed.
But what should retailers do about that, Pam?
Kind of inflamed this idea that you get it and then, you know, you're a goner.
I heard a retailer recently say that they were taking temperatures. It's a personal services company, like a you know, like a salon kind of thing, and they were taking temperatures. I mean, should we go that far? I mean, I'm not going to let you take my temperature if I go in your shop. So I'll just go away.
I don't know about you, but when I have a fever, I don't feel good.
You stay home.
I'm not going anywhere.
Right. When you know better, then you know to stay home.
Yeah.
But my point is they are going to have, if they want people to come in their shop though. They are going to have to demonstrate that they're sensitive to people's concerns about coronavirus, aren't they?
Yeah, and I mean the masks are very definitely one of the things that you need to do. But you know, the mask hides your face, it hides your smile. It really disrupts that personal communication
right.
and personal relationship, and you know all the subtle, you know, body language aspects that are so important to communication.
Right.
I really like the plexiglass face shield. I don't know enough about them medically to know are they as
I just
good
don't like
as,
the way my makeup looks under them is my
or
problem.
Worse than the masks, but I like the plexiglass face shields, which I've seen on people that allow you to at least see people smile, get all that, you know, that nonverbal communication that we're missing right now.
What do you think about going forward for the rest of the year? What's in your crystal ball?
Well, you know, I'm working on the personal consumer expenditure survey from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. So I'm going to be publishing a story about what the data shows. It doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good. There's some indication that early on, you know, in May and early June, people were, you know, getting back to normal. but they've started to retreat again. So I think the idea of a sharp uptick in the economy is probably off the table
Some
now.
Some states have rescinded their restart.
Have a very tough year, which means small businesses had better start marketing.
Yeah.
If they haven't been aggressive, you know, the first 6 months of the year, they better get aggressive now.
You can't just wait till people wander in, can you? You've got to bring them
no,
in.
No, you can't. You got to invite them in. You got to remind them you're there. You got to tell them that you're open. You've mm-hmm. got to give them a reason to come out of their cocoons and visit with you.
And they want to see what you offer online before they show up too, don't they?
No, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And that doesn't mean necessarily you have to sell online, but you certainly need to show the product lines you carry, and pictures of your store. I really feel pictures on websites of the store, not just your products, but of the store and the environment mm-hmm. are so important.
And your faces, too, right? I mean the people.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's also critically important, making sure people know who you are as a shop owner, mm-hmm. And so they can understand, I mean, know your name, know your story, really meet you and know your personality. I think that's so important. Another shop that popped in my book is Leon and Lulu out of Michigan, outside of mm-hmm. a suburb outside of Michigan. Go to Leon and Lulu's website, and you will see, I mean, Mary Liz Curtin, who's the owner of that shop,
hey,
she
Pam,
is such a
I've,
dynamic
I've got to stop
shop.
You. I need your website quickly one more time.
Yes, my website is unitymarketingonline.com. Thanks
Pam,
so much,
Pam. Pat. Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for 16 great years. We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, check out her website. You'll be glad you did.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.